Hey, Gail.
Good morning.
Hello.
Somebody's all snuggled in.
Yeah.
Hi,
He's
Magic.
like, oh, I hear Gail's voice.
Hi, Sweetie.
My gosh. I took him out just before we got on the call, and he did not want to come in. He was planting himself. I had to
Oh
pick
my
him
gosh.
up and carry him in. I couldn't get him to walk in by himself. I had to pick him up. So whatever he was smelling out there, I don't know what it was, but he thought it was interesting. So how are you doing today?
I'm breathing. I agreed to do something that I'm feeling stressed about doing now. Somebody is a friend is doing coaching. So when she was doing her training, she did them for free, and so now she's asking people for reviews. And I've done reviews for her before, and when I'm in flow, they just flow. But I thought I had already done one for her, but it must have been for something else she did. Anyway, I'm not in flow right now, so it will wait.
Bless your heart. Oh, well, I can certainly appreciate that. It has been a very weird energy week, I
Yes.
think.
Yes.
I was telling somebody this morning, we both had this weird day on Tuesday, and which I spoke of yesterday, but yesterday still felt like I'm in the chemtrails of it, you know? Today's much better. But she brought up, which I thought was really interesting, time jumps. And so I looked that up on Google. I Googled, of course. And there was a wide variety of what that means. But then she sent me something about quantum jumps that somebody else had posted, which made a lot of sense. As we're working at raising our vibration and sustaining it and moving into, well, wanting to create a new timeline. Oh my gosh, I almost, did you hear that? I went into this long word of create. It's weird. Life just gets weirder and weirder. That we're no wonder the time has, we lose concept of time and days because we're moving beyond the 3D, which is really, really exciting, but feels so weird. Yeah. How's William doing from his surgery? Were you able to fix that spot? And
So I checked in with the clinic, and so he went in Monday and they put him on antibiotics. And since then it has stopped oozing and scabbed over, and he's done real well. Then Tuesday, he went running through the sprinklers and it got wet. And so anyway, I called back and forth and they said, just leave it alone, let it dry, it'll be fine. And he is. So today he went running through the sprinklers again. But
of course he
it didn't soak through, so that was good.
did. That
But
boy.
he seems to be doing better. When he's really, I could tell he was really not doing well because he was just getting into mischief all the time, and doing stuff he doesn't usually do. So I was really glad, and they upped his pain meds on Monday too, so that's helped, which I think I forgot to give him this morning. Well, I'll give him some when we get off.
Okay. I got to where sometimes I had to count how many pills were left because I couldn't remember, did I give it to him or not give it to him? And that's what happens when we have no concept of time.
Yes. Well, their normal pills are in pill boxes, but I guess I have plenty of pill boxes. I could just do them for the special pills for he gets the stitches out Tuesday, so
Wow.
we just
Just a
hang
few
on
more days.
a little bit longer. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so how are you, other than feeling a little stressed about writing this review?
And doing a sympathy card for somebody who's my hairdresser lost her husband, and I'm going up to for a medical appointment just a couple minutes from where she is, so I thought I would drop off a sympathy card on the way.
Okay.
But that's already laid out, so I just have to put it together. That won't take a second.
Okay. So how are you feeling about everything else?
Oh, I've been spinning my wheels a lot. I'm getting stuff done. It's just that there's so much to do. Like I downloaded invoices from my email about their vet bills, and there's a bunch of them. I mean, probably $1,500 worth when I get them uploaded. So that would be very nice since all of the expenses that they've had. Now the surgery and Mary's heart stuff have already been submitted and paid, so that's good. But yeah, that's not hard to do once it's already in the folder. You just have to upload it and check the amounts. And what's confusing is they give a discount, a senior discount, on some stuff, but not on others. So I have to back out the stuff that I'm claiming from the invoice and figure out what part of the anyway, it's not as easy as some things I just upload, but some things are tricky. So
Oh, wow.
get the easy ones up, and then oh, look at that face. Look at that face. What a face. Yes.
Yeah, he's kind of in a la la land. He's been sleeping all morning, and that whatever he smelled outside kind of threw him, but he wants to be in my lap when you and I are visiting. He always does that, Yeah, you do.
Is that right? Do I have a
Yeah.
special vibe?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do. So, we had talked about working with your clearing and infusing love into your chakras before you had some more blood work done. Have you been doing that?
No, I am hoping for a short to find a shorter chakra clearing meditation. And
Okay.
I have really not gone looking for it. My to-do list is a mile long, and anyway,
Okay.
I'm taking stuff off of it, but it seems like it grows faster than it stuff gets off of it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I had a list of things here that I wanted to ask you about. Let's see. Let me mark this off. Number. Did you meet with your therapist on this week?
I did, and she was like very impressed with all that I've been doing in the last 3 weeks. She said, "You're doing all the right things." So that made me feel good. Let's see if I've got any notes. We did some a grief work worksheet. She talks about the three brains, the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain. They all have the neural cells, and how if it's just within your brain, the other two brains don't pick it up. But if you say it out loud, then they hear it and embody it. So she was saying, journal this stuff and then say it out loud so that your heart and your gut can integrate them, which was kind of a neat.
Is that moving into forgiveness and gratitude and that kind of stuff? It's not like a brain dump kind of journaling she's talking about, right?
No, she's talking about the grief stuff
Oh,
and
okay.
thoughts and goals. She says it's like a parent reading aloud to a baby. I'm parenting
Okay.
my body.
Okay, got that. Okay, I understand that. Yeah.
She said the
Yeah.
body needs me more than anyone else. And
That's
writing takes
right.
thoughts into reality for the body. Huh. Write
Yeah,
them and then read them out loud.
I've been
So,
doing that myself,
have you?
reading stuff out loud. And sometimes, I'm pulling with coconut oil, so I have to wait till I spit it out. Can't forget and start talking, Don't want to do that.
Could be messy.
Could be messy. Yeah, definitely good. So, I've been looking at, well, energy, energy. And we know that when we're wanting to learn something or take something in, understand something better, that we want to be sure that our heart and our mind are in harmony, taking those deep breaths and grounding. And I don't remember if I mentioned this to you or not, but I'm going to do that, that quiet your mind with adding grounding, because I looked in the one that I had, the 5 minute one, does not have grounding. I did not ground at the end of that. So I want to be, we want to incorporate grounding. So I want to make it something that's really short and simple that people can take just a moment and listen to. And the more you listen to it, then you don't even have to listen to it. You can just do it in your head. And I've been looking at, how back years ago we would dig and find what is it that is blocking us. And then I started teaching about following the breadcrumbs of energy. But when we're doing that, we want to move into that higher vibration of love energy. So, when you're doing work with your other therapist, do you guys move into like a higher vibration or settling the brain and the mind, getting that in harmony before you move into looking at
She
what
has
happened
me
in the
do the
past?
breathing.
Okay. And the reason I ask is that Joe Dispenza's work, he said they're learning from doing the whatever it is they hook up to the brain to see what the brain's doing, and how it's operating, that when we if we don't move into that higher vibration first, if we're just looking at the stuff from the past, then it can start making things worse instead of better. So, and that's what happens when, we're just doing stuff and next thing you know, we got this thought going on, and then we got the feeling in the body, and then we're doing that thinking and feeling thing going back. And so it's replaying, and it's also locking in that neural pathway of belief. If we're in a higher vibration, like we've gone in through meditation, and through the meditations that we did with the Game of Life Mastery, not Game of Life Mastery, but the Game of Life Master Class.
This is the vet. Do you mind if I take
Okay,
it?
nope, take it, take it.
Hey, Bethel, it's
Hello. Hi, Ryan. Just telling me a prescription was filled.
Okay, I was just looking here. Jessie's on her way out to see her grandmother. She and
Oh, she
Landon.
is going.
She's going. They left today and she's sick. Landon's better, but she's still pretty sick. She was losing it last night when I was talking to Landon because he was not listening and she was at the very end of her rope. And I guess the first part of the flight was not easy because of the congestion she's got in her head. But they should have arrived there by now. I don't think she's going to call me, but if she does call me,
Yeah,
she
you need to
needs to
take it.
talk to me or she wouldn't be calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did her partner and Landon go with?
No, she stayed. Landon went. Landon's with her, but Amanda didn't go. Amanda's still at home. I don't think Amanda likes Jesse's dad. She doesn't like the way he behaves and that kind of thing. But anyway, that's all going on.
Oh, well.
Okay, so anyway, I've been looking at that, and That makes so much sense, you know, and we've been teaching that too in with all the meditations we did in the classes, you know, the Game of Life, the Secret Door to Success, Power of the Word, you know, moving into that higher vibration before we look at things that we want to forgive and we want to disconnect those cords from. So keep that in mind when you're looking at things from the past, and you know, stuff's coming up for everybody, so that we can process through whatever it is we're still holding on to. But if you can move into, you know, ground and bring your heart and mind into coherence and into a better harmony before you look at those things, it especially if you use a meditation to move into that higher vibration of love, it helps to rewrite those neural pathways of belief instead of writing deeper what you've experienced that was uncomfortable. You're rewriting it into a higher vibration. I
It's
don't
like
have.
moving to a bird's eye view of it.
It's moving you out of the pain of it. And when you can view it from, observe it from that space with no pain, and from the love vibration, it starts to rewrite that. And the more you can do that, then, and you know, depending on what it is, one time may be enough. But you know, if it's something that, you know, some of the stuff that you've experienced that's been a deep trauma that you've carried for years, it may take more times to fully rewrite that neural pathway of belief. But you know, I can just see it as something that's getting thinner and thinner, you know, that cord is of the belief is and then it just separates and just, you know, it dissipates. We want to kind of keep that in mind when we're doing that work. I don't have a meditation that's specific to that, but like you, that's going to go on the list. It kind of go on the list of things to do. So has anything else been coming up for you that has made an imprint or something that we need to discuss?
I have been so scattered, that it's like I don't even remember what I did last night. I think I told you, so the dogs were at the, was it last week or the week before? The dogs were at the vet all day for 2 days in a row.
That was last week, I think.
And Wednesday I took all my Christmas stuff downstairs to the dining room table and spread it out and organized it. And then Thursday I think I played, but I keep finding more stuff and I want to take it back down a couple of the boxes and re-sort them again. It's clear I need to release quite a bit of stuff. And some of it's easy and some of it becomes easy as I, you know, as I process. So it's the sunk cost thing, you know. You pay money for it, and yeah, I could try to sell it, but that's a lot of work, and there's people locally who would love them, and that's going to be the way to go, I think.
Yeah, you've got to weigh that, how much stress is this going to cause me? And whatever's going to be the least stressful for you. How are you doing on putting yourself first?
You know, I'm doing a little better. I kind of had the, oh, what, how did I phrase it? I don't want to deny myself anymore. I want to stop denying myself. So when I remember that, I mean, there's a happy medium, which, you know, obviously I want to find, but I have been denying myself too much with the to-do lists and the gotta-dos.
I have to agree with that.
I did start listening to the latest Sterling thing, and Boy, that's very interesting. Some of the stuff I'm like, I don't see that happening, but never say never. Like finding out that Trump didn't really win the election. I don't think that's, but he's clear. It's like within the year. So that's
Well,
very hopeful.
I've been listening to him for a few weeks, and that's always a big thing. People want to know, and he's been very adamant about it, that it's going to come out. And I think that
Like he
would be
said
great.
that the vaccine funding will be restored in the spring, and a lot of the stuff that's being canceled now will be restored within a year or so.
And that's supporting us to feel better. So I like that. I don't think that I've listened to anything he said that has made me feel afraid or fearful in any way.
Maybe I did find feeling anxious just going over some of those things that they kept bringing up.
Oh, really? Which part? Which do you remember which things?
Some of the politics stuff, just the whole the topic, makes me anxious. I mean,
Oh,
his
okay.
answers were reassuring, but the
Okay.
topics are
Okay, I
anxiety
have to
raising.
agree with that. That some of the topics I'm going, what? And then, but his answer is always, like you said, it's reassuring. So, it's been very interesting when they've asked him about illnesses and research into help illnesses, and that yes, they're going to come up with something that's going to help with this, but it's not going to be right away. It's going to be 5 years or 10 years or whatever it is, or that, yeah, in the next year, this is going to happen. Those kinds of things are like, okay, well, it's a movement and a progress forward, which everything that he does say, it's not like, okay, well, it's not going to happen because we're going to blow the whole world up. I mean, there's nothing like that. Which has been interesting. So I like that. And I'm hopeful that he'll answer the question I posted about the New Madrid fault. That we'll see. He'll either answer her or he won't. But
And that will be either tomorrow or Saturday, the next one.
he does the answers on Saturday, but they don't post
Oh,
it
and
till
they post on
Sunday.
Sunday. That's right.
He posted on Sunday. Today's Thursday, right?
That's why we're meeting.
Keep having to figure it out. I can't tell you how many times today I've had to figure out what day it is. But
I think you're right. Time is less of a concept and more of a out there.
When we took care of grandma, and you probably experienced this too, that all the days just lost their names. It was just the sun came up, the sun went down. There was no name to the day. It was just another one. Which wasn't bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. And then now it's like, I don't know about you, but for me, the weekends have a feeling that I don't have to be sitting at my desk. There's not anything I try not to, I really try not to schedule things on the weekend. So I don't have to do anything except take care of me and Magic. That's all I have to do. And so they have a feeling, a freedom feeling. And I'm feeling that freedom on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Just I'm trying to figure out. Oh, it feels like it's the weekend. It feels like it's the weekend, but it's not the weekend. So when like Friday feels like it's the weekend, it's like, oh, good, I still have two more days, And then like a couple weeks ago, I was telling a friend of mine that I need three more Saturdays. And then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they all felt like Saturday. That was crazy. And she had the same experience, but that freedom feels good. I love that.
I remember Wednesday, even though I was tired from doing all that work, I felt so good. It was such a good day.
Good. Was that yesterday or last week on
No, that was
Wednesday?
last week when the dogs were
When they
at the
weren't
vet all
there.
day and I was playing with my stuff.
Well, being able to take that feeling in, I want to feel like that today. and holding on to that, and see how powerful that is for you. Are you able to take that feeling into the whole day and then look back at the day and say, I felt like this, but these other things happened that didn't bother me like they would have had I not claimed this feeling I want to be in? And see how that works for you. If you're able to take that power empowerment into the next day and carry that lovely feeling. Because that's taken us outside the norm, outside of the programming that we have. You're changing that. And then that becomes your new normal. I want to feel like this every day. And then when, something comes up with, somebody's not getting along, or you get something that's unexpected you hear, then you're in another energy in receiving the information, so you're going to react differently.
That makes sense.
And we don't get triggered like we did, because that's rewriting neural pathways of belief right there. We're creating a new reality time frame for ourselves. That's exciting. That's very exciting. So what would you like the next couple of weeks to be like? We got, a couple more weeks in August.
Oh, well, it's cooler, which is wonderful. We had a couple days around 100. In fact, we had 3 days around 100. That was not fun. Chilled and feeling like sometimes I pull the intention on island time.
Okay.
That's usually one of my intentions for the summer, and I have not been embodying that. So that's a
Do you think that's because you've forgotten, or because you're just stuck in stuff? Okay.
A little of
Okay.
both, but mostly I've forgotten. And it's like I put it on all my calendars. Now I used to post it, and I have not been doing that lately because the space where I used to post it isn't there anymore. But yeah, I've got the women's retreat is the 12th through the 14th, so it's like a month from now, and then the week after that I go up to Bellingham to that workshop. So the more I can stay centered and relaxed, the better that will go.
When is it? What's the date of the
And
Bellingham
I'm
thing?
the Bellingham thing is September. We go up on the 16th and we come back on the 20th.
Okay, so that's a
And we
Tuesday.
are done with, yeah, we're done with our last call is the 4th, I think.
Oh, of September?
That's what I
Oh,
have down. Is
yeah.
that right?
It probably is. It probably is. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see. This is the ninth one. So,
And next week we're doing 12 to 1 because I've got a doctor appointment in the morning. So we've got the
okay.
12th. And then back to 10:30 on the 28th and the 4th.
Okay. Yep. That's what I got. Very good. Yep. We are in agreement.
Okay.
Oh,
Oh, I meant to tell you, I saw a statistic that people who journal have like a 50% reduction in the risk of Alzheimer's.
really?
So when you do your journaling stuff, you can throw that in. I don't, it seemed like it was a good source too.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but it certainly stuck in my mind.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Well, the especially the empowerment journal, it's all about moving into that higher vibration of gratitude. And that love vibration helps heal everything in the body, everything, all the cells, all the neural pathways, all the everything. You should just take a nap, Maggie.
It's a big yawn.
Yeah. Okay, so what's way what's what can I support you
Okay,
with the most
back to
today?
how I want to feel. Pardon?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh.
No, I was just I wanted to know more that I could support you with today. So let's
Okay,
continue with
so
that.
the next 3 weeks, other than, well, I am getting ready for those events. Yes, I want to be. I want to be thoughtful and centered and on island time. That's a good. And spending more time visioning is a really good idea.
Are you actively grounding any during the day?
Not really.
I know it, and I'm really bad about not doing it and then feeling scattered and then just keep going. I just keep going instead of,
But I do take deep breaths.
but if we take the deep breaths and ground too. And we can ground while we're taking the deep breaths. It will help us not feel so scattered. So I need to do it myself as well. If I had done that during the last couple of days when I was feeling like I was out there in the chemtrails, probably would have helped. So I'm as guilty as anybody. But remembering to take those deep breaths, I was definitely like you, I was deep breathing. I was taking those, and that has become something my body just is naturally doing. So I'm really excited about that. Really excited about it. I'm not thinking about it, but I'm feeling it. That's exciting. But to couple that then with grounding, if that became a habit, life would be much better, I believe.
Well, I am doing really well with catching myself when my gut is clenched and taking a deep breath and letting it get soft.
Okay. And are you recognizing something specific that's causing that to happen?
Usually I'm in high gear or I'm feeling anxious.
Okay.
Like deadlines or, got to get this done so I can do this. Or yesterday, my car was in the shop and he's very, very good. He's not real good on time sense, and so he said he'd have it done between 4:30 and 5, and I didn't get it till 7:30. So I was like putting everything on hold. I need to be a lot more flexible about not expecting people to be on time, because
Oh, especially now.
I put my life on hold for them, and then I end up waiting. And yeah, I've done that all
Yeah.
my life.
Yeah, that has to stop. That has to stop. You have to put you first and everybody else will adjust. So do you think that that's a programmed response of putting your life on hold? Do you think that that could stem from not wanting to let somebody else down?
Oh, yeah. That and just the perfectionism and, you said you're going to do it. I expect you to do it. And people aren't always able or willing to do things that they've said they would do. So that rather shocked me when I was in the army and I was doing promotion packets, and someone would say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by then." And it's like, okay, because I could lose 10 pounds if I set my mind to it. It wasn't going to happen. That would have taken a whole lifestyle change and, eating disorder class and, whatever. They would have had to do some serious life work. It's not just it. And that shocked me that people weren't going to do what they said they would do.
Well, and you know, the thing is that when they say it, they had every intention.
Right.
But not thinking it all the way through, that is this even possible, or what would I have to do to really make that happen?
Yeah. They want to do it, clearly. So anyway, that's a learning experience. You know, that's a lifelong learning lesson, I guess, is that just because they want to do it doesn't mean they are able to or will.
So you have okay, so we talked about quiet and grounding and then blessing the energy centers. I'm gonna move that up on my list of things to do a little bit higher because I need to do it myself. I look at that meditation that's 30 minutes long, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be asleep during the last half of it for sure. But on the other hand, it still counts. You know, my brain's still taking it in. Is it really a problem? But no, I'd really like to be awake for that. So making something a little bit shorter, and if we can listen to it twice, if we have more time, that just the second time is just like, whoa, you know, the energy starts to really move. So I'll look at that.
Somehow blessing the energy centers sounds much more appealing than clearing chakras.
It does, doesn't
Yeah,
it?
I think I need to focus on that.
You know, it's amazing how certain words will resonate with you better than others. Like gratitude resonates with me. A friend of mine, appreciation is what resonates with her. Blessing, infusing love. You know, some people, I'm sure that when they say blessing, that's exactly what they feel like they're doing. Chakras versus energy centers. I'm with you. Energy centers makes me feel like I can feel that in my body. Chakras, it's like it's something out here I have to go figure out. And my brain doesn't want to figure it out for a reason. But energy centers is like, oh yeah, man, I know what those feel like.
Yeah, it's
It's
much easier
amazing.
to for the West for my Western mind to.
So are you using Reiki on yourself? Are you moving into that energy for yourself?
I have not done that in quite some time. I did a little on w William while he was really miserable, but it's just too many other priorities. Clearly, I need to eliminate a lot of stuff that is not serving me, but when you're in the middle of it, you can't really see what to do. You need that bird's eye view.
You know, we've talked a lot about different things that you can do to support you. And, you know, if a person has hours to meditate and journal and do all that, great. But a lot of us don't have that much time to devote to meditating and journaling. So, what does help us the most? And taking those deep breaths, and if we'll throw in grounding on top of that, I think that you'll find a big difference in how you feel. You'll have a better sense of peace, no matter what's going on around you. And that's something we can do just in seconds. Seconds. It doesn't take, you know, 2 hours of meditation. It doesn't take, you know, I sit down to journal, and yes, you know, you can fill out those pages in the empowerment journal in 5 minutes. 5 minutes or less, you can actually do that, just going through the page. But to actually move into the energy, it's going to take a little bit longer. But when we can do that, even in our head, you know, to write it down, yeah, that's great because we're engaging so many senses. But if we don't have that time, if when we're waking up in the morning, we haven't gotten out of bed yet, I mean, I can infuse my day with love right here. I can think about the things I'm going to be doing today, and instead of feeling anxious about it, I can infuse it with love. I can infuse the different aspects of my life right here, right now, with love, and I can set my intention to broadcast out love today. How kind can I be, not just to anybody else, but to myself?
How much love can I spread in the world? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a whole different experience in energetically than just getting up. It sets a pathway. Then, periodically through the day, being aware of our, how am I feeling, and what excuse am I making for not feeling happy right now?
Wow, that's a good one.
It's really powerful to what excuse am I making? I had a somebody in the Facebook group, a guy, reach out to me, and he was asking me questions about, I feel, he's trying to implement Florence's work and he's doing a really good job and he feels great, but then there's this shadow stuff that comes along, and it's running around in the background. And he said things are happening. And so I asked him, what excuse are you making to not feel happy? And well, he didn't really think it was an excuse because, things are happening. But the bottom line is, it is an excuse because we can choose to feel differently. We can choose to respond in a different way. And when we use that excuse, we're giving our power away. And, I've caught myself doing it, but when I've caught myself, it has been like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, it was like boom, right in my head.
Oh, upside
Oh my
the
God. Look at what I was just doing. I was using this as an excuse to not be happy. And with that acknowledgement, it was like all that tense energy just flushed right out, which is then a good time to continue with using the chaos flush, flushing out that energy. Gail, the more we can be aware, take the action steps with the tools that we have, we're leaving the past behind and taking the good memories with us and the love and the joy and creating this whole new world right here in our bubble right here that then continues to broadcast out to everybody else. And that's exciting. How
have
much
been
love.
remembering the chaos flesh much more.
Good for
Actually,
you.
remembering it at all is much more, but
So what are some of the things up
sticky note again.
So along with the using the chaos flush and taking the deep breaths and throwing in a grounding, those are some things that you can incorporate in your day, that don't take a lot of time. And they help you to it'll help you to not only achieve that vibration you want to be in, but also to sustain it. And then if you can throw in journaling, if you can throw in a meditation, then those are just more tools to support you. But above all else, putting yourself first. And it may mean saying no. It may mean sending an email that I told you I would get this done today, but I can't do, I have to change my deadline. And maybe I have to take away a deadline completely. I will do this for you, but I don't know when I'll get it to you. I'll do my best. And everybody else will just adjust.
Well, and it's like the urgent versus the important. I have been paying attention to urgent, and some important things have been sliding, and that's not helpful in the long run.
And who puts the urgent on definition to the whatever it is? Is it you or is it somebody else?
Oh, I accept it as urgent.
Can you change?
Always, and that was something from the army. It's like Yeah.
But we're writing a new life for you.
Yeah, and Reverend Carey is coaching me on that as well. That, yeah, it's second nature to you because there wasn't anybody else to do it. But now you can delegate.
And now the only thing that is really urgent is something that's going on with the dogs. That's the only th or your own health.
Well, I do have, a couple of deadlines with the church each week, but like I was supposed to do the talk this weekend and somebody else popped up to do it, and I'm like, yay.
You go. And you know what? It's okay to say, I can't do it this week. Can someone else? To actually put it out there yourself.
And well, I completely missed church a couple weeks ago, because
Oh,
I
yeah.
wasn't feeling well. But yes, another person on the team is ready to step up and start doing the talks, so that will help immensely.
That's great. That is great. Oh, I love that. I love that. That's taken something else off your plate. But seriously, nothing else should be urgent except whatever you have to do for the dogs and for you. Because you know what? Even though you have other obligations, you're retired. You're not in the army anymore. There's not somebody standing over you making sure that your job is fulfilled. Everything that you're doing, you can ask someone else to help you with, I believe. So take those urgent things off the plate. They're important, but it's not some you it, how are you feeling about this? Are you feeling conflicted?
Well, it's certainly a new concept. The human doing instead of the human being, has been a challenge for me.
Yeah.
Partly, there was that message, you can do better, you can do more. You could do a little better.
Okay, well let's erase that. Let's just erase that. And I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. This is and that's all there is. That's all there is. There's no more. That is a whole different perception of things. So ponder that. There may be a part of you that doesn't want to let it go because you've been thoroughly trained to jump.
Well, and there's also that, but I can do it better than they can, which is like not,
Where's that?
that's not how you develop other people's skills.
Yeah. And it doesn't help you. And like you say, ultimately it doesn't help anybody else either. And that's also a release of perfection. And, being a Virgo, I totally get that. Totally get that. I might as well just do it myself. I can do it quicker and it'll be done the way I want it done. And I know it'll be done right. And all those that list of things. And it's like, but I want to go do something else. I'm going to go do something fun. Here, can you take care of this? If you have a question, call me. If I don't answer, I'll leave a message. I'll call you back when I can. The world won't
Great
end.
skills. Yeah, great lines to remember, to commit to memory.
For so many years, I put everything else first, everything. And I'll never forget the time that we had 4 feet of snow over like in a day. Next morning, we got up to 4 feet of snow. It was March of 2003 or 2004. Because I was measuring the window. I had the second floor, and there was a roof over the patio right outside my window. And I started, and so there was a space between the roof, about a foot. And then it hit the window. And then I started measuring with a ruler as it was covering the window. And then I started measuring it from the top because thank goodness it didn't break the awning, you know, but or the roof there. But we got over 4 feet of snow, and I was inside working. Everybody else, Fred and Jesse, and all the neighbors were out in t-shirts because the sun was out because it was hot, shoveling snow out of the street because we couldn't get down the street. And I can hear them out there laughing and talking
Having
to each
fun.
other and playing in the snow, having fun. And I'm in there working. And the only person who put that pressure on me was not my clients, it was me.
Yeah.
It could have waited. And I missed that. I'm not doing that anymore. You have those beautiful dogs there that you all have so much love as this little pod together, that anything that is causing you distress, anxiety, it has to, you put a pin in it.
Because it hurts them.
It
It's
hurts them.
clear that it hurts them. William knows when I get anxious because he starts whining.
So you
Which
you
makes
haven't
me
had a
more
long
anxious if I can't stop and ground.
But those are the times to take that deep breath, do the grounding, and then he'll feel that too. He'll feel that too. But yeah.
Hi, cutie pie.
Can't believe he's going to be 10.
Wow. I can't believe mine are 12.
Yeah, it's like, where's the time go?
Well, I can't believe it's
You
8 years
have.
since we lost Michael.
Yeah. We have to put ourselves first. And you know, we're not being caregivers of someone who's ill. So we don't have that, got to do it now. You know, that's gone.
Caregivers of ourselves and our dogs.
Yeah. And we have to put ourselves first. The world's not going to end if we take a moment for ourselves. And you know, it's so much more. It's not just our own thought processes, but it's our very well-being. You know, diabetes is about not being able to enjoy the sweetness of life. And we've perfected that. And it's time for that to go. And you know, there are times that, and I know you experience this with your dogs, that they make you laugh over the craziest things, and you're laughing, and it sounds good, and it feels good, and that's what we want. That's what we want to experience. And we have the power to make that happen. We just have to do it. So keeping in mind the new processes of keeping you balanced and centered and peaceful in your heart with the deep breaths, using the chaos flush, grounding, you know, all that can be done in less than 60 seconds. And then if you need more time, you know, asking your angels for the angel time warp. And I think that's where I kind of started on Tuesday, where everything kind of went, was because I asked for a angel. Angel time warp. Well, I got one. I was in a whole new dimension of reality. But is that a bad thing? No.
Hi,
Taking
sweetie.
those moments for yourself.
Come say hi.
Oh, he might come up and say hi, Mitch.
Oh, I would love it. You haven't been in my lap in a long time. I know the cone makes it so hard. Well, come say hi. Oh,
He going to you?
let's see if he will. I'll try to pick him up. But the cone makes it really.
Oh, there he is. Hey, William.
Good boy. No, he's getting right back down again.
Yeah. Bless his heart. Well, I'm
Yeah.
glad he's doing better. He's doing better. That's got to be such a relief for you. And he'll be out of the cone and stitches and everything by next week, right?
Yeah, Tuesday.
That's
Assuming that
great.
everything's okay, they'll have to clean the scabbing off to do it. But he's supposed to have a bath on Wednesday, so that's why I wanted them out on Tuesday. Normally, they're it's 10 to 14 days, so this is 12, so you should be fine.
Well, bless his heart.
Yeah.
So you does that some feel like it's doable? Not so pressured to journal and meditate and I mean if you can though, that's great.
It's remembering.
Yeah. But the more you do it, the more it becomes
A habit.
the new normal. And putting up any stickers that you need to, sticky notes, wearing your bracelets,
Which I've been forgetting. When I remember, I put one on, but I forget often.
doing the remembering through just seeing them, touching them, your necklace, anything that is just a little bit different to help move that new habit along is great. Okay. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we complete?
I am not thinking of anything. I will hold good thoughts for Jesse's health on
Oh,
that
thank you.
trip and that things go as
Thank
smoothly
you.
as possible because there's always family drama.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on there. I'm so grateful. She said they were staying in a hotel.
Oh, good.
So I hope that they will do that. Her dad's brother is actually staying with him. Their house is pretty small, I think. And of course, her grandmother is there. She's not in hospice, she's at the house. And Stan, her dad's girlfriend is not a nice person.
Oh.
So that's made this all worse. Jessie was trying to get her grandmother to come live with her and finish her days there with Jessie. But she wanted to take her things. And she couldn't take her things because I mean we're talking furniture things. And Jesse and I talked about that. We have to honor that because that's the only thing she could control. But yet that's keeping her there with this awful person. And Jesse won't even let this woman come back to her house. She's mean, she's selfish, and I guess that Carolyn must have had a port or something because this is cancer has come back. And evidently, it started bleeding. And she was afraid to call hospice to come and help her with it because of how Renita would treat them when they got there. So she waited until Jesse's dad got off work and got home. Yeah, that's how she's feeling with this woman. And I asked Jessica, can your dad not do something? She said, well, he told her that she had to behave better, but that's like being with Fred's mom. I just can't even go there.
Well, now
So yeah, you're right.
so she's in Colorado. Jesse lives in Colorado. Where does her dad live?
He moved to Boise, Idaho.
Oh,
Boise,
okay.
Idaho. He was in Colorado, but a few years ago he moved to Boise, Idaho, and he and Renita bought a house and she works at home, so she's there all the time.
Oh, okay.
And he was driving a city bus. And he's still doing that as far as I know.
I
Is
have my
William?
little angels from my card all over.
Oh.
I keep finding them. I didn't realize them. I didn't see them at first when I opened the card. And then they started appearing.
I sent Landon a card like that. Jesse was not happy because he didn't know it either. And then, and I sent a bunch of them in his cart, and then they were everywhere. And yeah, she's a lot nicer about that now.
I was dating before, well, before Michael, I was dating a guy who was stationed in Iceland, and I sent him a Valentine with little tiny hearts in it, like confetti. And he had it in his briefcase, and he opened it during the meeting. The hearts just showered. That was spreading love.
Oh, love that. So how did that go over in the meeting, did he say?
I don't remember if he said or not. He was just embarrassed, I think, but
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Love that. Okay, well, thank you for the well wishes for her. I appreciate that. So if anything comes up for you, please don't hesitate to reach out, and I guess I'll see you next week.
okay, have a good week
Okay,
and a
all
good
right.
weekend.
Sending you lots of love.
Right back at you.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Katie.
Bye-bye. You're
Bye-bye.
welcome, honey. Bye-bye.